Phil Sherburn and his wife own a small framing business in Salt Lake City. They were without health insurance when Phil hurt his shoulder and they discovered his wife had gallstones. Because of these pre-existing conditions, they could not get insurance for their family of five. When healthcare.gov went live, Sherburn was one of the first to sign up. Come January 1st, his family will be insured for $123 a month.
Just a huge relief. Huge relief for my family, for our business, for everything. We're really gambling by not having insurance. You know, our business and our family and our house and everything is really at risk by living with just the hope that we don't get hurt or sick.
Without the tax credits, Sherburn says the same health plan would have cost more than $800 a month, out of his price range. People like Sherburn, who are small business owners or contractors buying insurance on the private market, are the ones who are finding good deals. That's according to Jason Stevenson, Education and Communications Director for Utah Health Policy Project.
They've been paying a lot for their insurance, not only because pre-existing conditions, their health status made it more expensive for them, their age made it more expensive for them, but also because the system really didn't work in their favor. Now, their health status doesn't matter anymore, their age matters less, and there's going to be premium subsidies to bring down those costs of those monthly premiums.
While those who are uninsured or low income may be finding good deals, Stevenson acknowledges that those who get their insurance through a large company may see higher premiums. Then there are those who don't qualify for any insurance at all. Under the Affordable Care Act, adults who fall under 100% of the poverty level should qualify for Medicaid. But Utah's leaders have not yet decided whether to expand Medicaid to cover that population.
We meet the people who fall into the Medicaid gap, people who don't qualify for Medicaid in Utah, at every outreach and education event we give. And we've given 90 in the past couple months all around the state of Utah. We meet them in our office when they come in to sign up for insurance and find out that they earn too little to qualify for the premium subsidies on the healthcare.gov website.
Stevenson says there are more than 100,000 Utahns who fall into that gap. Governor Gary Herbert has said he will make a decision on whether to expand Medicaid soon. The state legislature will decide whether to approve that decision at its next session, which convenes January 27th. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.